Okay, so we are on Daf Gimel Amud. The last thing that we ended up on, we're on, in a series of comments from Rav Chiya Bar Abba, or maybe Yari Yirmiya, we're not sure which one it was, and that's the actual conceptual link between those comments, right? And the one that we're currently on is that there is that either Rav Yirmiya or Rav Chiya Bar Abba said that Mem, Nun, Tzadi, Pei, and Chaf, right, Man Sepach, right, those letters which have a different form when they're at the end of the word, that rule that they have a different form at the end of the word is a rule which was created by the Nevi'im, right? And then the Gemara said, but wait, I don't understand. Don't we know that Nevi'im after Moshe Rabbeinu are not allowed to create any new mitzvos, right? And it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to write a Sefer Torah. Therefore, the details which are an integral part of that mitzvah must have been around the Har Sinai, right? That seems to be what the Gemara is asking. Parenthetically, in of itself, the question of how much was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai and how much was developed later on is a famous Machlokes Rishonim, where Rashi and Tosfos are really on the side where very expansively just about everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Rambam much less so, who says like small details often were not given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. And Ramban is on the extreme of the other end, where he says that even things that were not given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai might be called something that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. But still, right? So that's the question the Gemara asks. And then the Gemara says, and the second question is, but wait, right? We know that there was a miracle with the Luchos, right? With the Ten Commandments, that Mem Sofit. I mean, every letter in the Ten Commandments was actually bored all the way through. So you could see through to the other side, right? But that means that Mem Sofit and Samech had to be only possible through a miracle, right? Because they are a full circle around. Right, they're not connected to anything on the side. Yeah? But that means that Mem Sofit already existed when the Luchos of Bris were written. Mm-hmm. Right, that statement assumes that Mem Sofit was already around. Okay. Okay, so it says, the Gemara says, yes, you're right, they were around at Har Sinai. They in fact were around. Velo havu yade haibem tete vibes sof teva. Vasa sofim. Vesakinu psuchim beem sateva. Vesa sumin besof teva. So says the Gemara. Not a problem, right? Really, everybody knew that there were two mems and two nuns and two tzadis, etc. However, we didn't know which one was at the beginning of the world and which was end. Or which one was in the middle of the world and which one was meant to go at the end. And then the Nevi'im came and told us that the ones that are sort of closed off go at the end of the world, and ones that are sort of open go in the middle of the world. Okay, so the Gemara says, so sovelu mitzvahs, eshe ein aviyat asid lechadesh davar me'ata. Gemara says, what are you talking about? We still, okay, fine, right? That explains how Mem Sofit could have existed in the Luchos, right? Even if it wasn't Tekanas Nevi'im, but it doesn't explain how Tekanas Nevi'im could have happened on something which is a mitzvah in the first place. Right? Ella shachachum v'chazru v'yasdum. Oh, I spoke too soon. There was a punctuation mistake. Okay, I have no idea why this person has put that into quotation marks. Anyway, rather, right, they were forgotten, right? This was a known rule. It was a halach l'moshe m'Sinai, how these letters are supposed to be written, right? And then the Nevi'im came and explained it all over again because it was forgotten. Okay? And we have another comment from Rabbi Yirmiya, and maybe it's Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Targum shel Torah unklus hager amaro. Right, so the Targum Torah, the Aramaic translation of the Torah, was written by unklus the convert. Okay, background. Right, there are that we know of four translations into Aramaic of the Chumash. Right, the one that is standard printed on the side of the Chumash is labeled as Targum Unculus. It isn't Targum Unculus. Right? It is Targum Unculus with significant interpolations. Right? Where are those interpolations coming from? From later Targum, meaning we think, based on the grammatical structure of the Aramaic, that Targum Unculus was written in Bavel. We know that there are the other three Targumim that we have in our hands, which are much later, were written in Eretz Yisrael. There's no question about it. Right? We think that what happened was that some things from those later Targumim were at various points by various scribes who thought they were being helpful just sort of added into Unculus. Okay. Right, but in any case, Unculus translated the Torah into Aramaic, and then says, "Mipi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Targum shel Nevi'im, Yonatan ben Uziel Amaro." Right. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua said the Targum of Nevi'im was written by Yonatan ben Uziel. Parenthetically, both of these were Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken. Okay, so we're talking about right at the beginning of the time of the Tanaim.
Mipi Chagai Zcharia Malachi, right? V'nizda Zeah Eret.
And he said it based on what was said by Chagai Zcharia Malachi, right? And he was transmitting a tradition which came from Chagai Zcharia Malachi, and it says V'nizda Zeah Yisrael Arba Omlis Parsa Al Arba Omlis Parsa, and there was a tremendous earthquake in Eretz Yisrael. Right, the land just shifted up and down and side to side. Right? Yatsa Baskol Amra Miu Zeshagilas Sarai Livne Adam. And a heavenly voice came out. Baskol is like a heavenly loudspeaker system. Right? So a heavenly voice came out and says, "Who is the person who revealed my secrets to people?" Right? Amad Yonatan ben Uziel al Ragla Vamar Anihu Shegilisi Sarecha Livne Adam. And Yonatan ben Uziel said, "Oh, don't worry with me. Gali yadu lefanecha shele lichvodi asisi veli lichvoid beis abba lichvoidcha asisi shele yirbu machlek spisro." So he says, "And you know that I didn't do it for myself, and I didn't do it for my family. I did it for you, so the people, so there wouldn't be too many disagreements about what all these psukim mean. So that people understand what they mean." But you would have thought, based on this statement, that like nobody would ever disagree with Yonatan ben Uziel. People do. Anyway. Ve'oid bikesh legalois targum shel ksuvim, and he also wanted to translate the ksuvim. Right now, there is ksuv targum for certain parts of ksuvim, but it clearly wasn't written by Yonatan ben Uziel. Right? Yatsa basko ve'amra loy dayecha. So the Gemara says again, a heavenly loudspeaker came out and said, "No, enough. You've done enough." Right? My time away. Mishum de is be Kate's Mashiach. Because the Targum, if you were to explain the Ksuvim properly, remember Targum doesn't really mean translate in the sense that we usually intend the word translation. Right? It's really explanation. Right? So you'll hear that important Amoraim and Tanoim had a Metargim. Doesn't mean somebody translated for them, they spoke the language. Right? It means somebody who was transmitting what they said in language that other people could understand properly. Right, so right, he says, because it has the time when the Mashiach will come, and you're not meant to calculate the time that the Mashiach will come. Where says Rashi? If you look in Daniel, Sefer Daniel, right, this led to a tremendous discussion in Rishonim and Achronim, trying to work out based on various calculations when Mashiach will come based on Daniel. Right, the Ramban has a book about it. Rashi has a whole calculation, etc. Most of the dates they guessed have already passed, so kind of really didn't get it right. But there you go. Right, the Targum shel Torah, Unculus Sager Amaro, says the Gemara of Away. Is it really true that Unculus wrote a translation of the Torah in Aramaic? V'ha Amarav Ika Bar Avin Amarav Chanan El Amarav. So Rav Ika Bar Avin said the name of Rav Chanan, who said the name of Rav. May Dichzav Ikaru B'Sefer Torah Say Elohim. Meforash v'sum seichel v'yavinu b'mikra v'yikru b'sefer Torah Elohim zemikra. So they would read, that they read in the Sefer Torah of God. That's mikra. That's the Torah. Meforash. The targum. The explanation is the targum, right? V'sum seichel elu hapsukim. Right. And sum seichel. That word means that's the psukim, meaning the stops. Right. So pasuks. Right. V'yavinu b'mikra elu piskei tanim. And Vayavinu Mimikron, that means the trop. Right? Right, so, and that's a pasuk in Nehemiah. So it's clearly significantly before Unculus. Right? Oh, parenthetically, one more thing I mentioned about Targum before I forget. Right? There is a Targum on the Torah, which is called Targum Yosef ben Uziel. Based on this Gemara, it is obvious it was not written by Yosef ben Uziel. And in fact, we were pretty sure it was written somewhere between the 7th and the 9th centuries in Eretz Yisrael, because it mentions Muhammad, and it mentions the Dome of the Rock, and things that it probably could not have mentioned if it was written in the 2nd century of the Common Era.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, earlier.
Strong evidence.
Yeah. Okay, so la elu ahamasaurus, and then there are some people say, no, that's a tradition. Okay, maybe it's a different one than pasuk. Fine. It says shachachum vechazru v'yastum. Same thing, right? These, all of these taimim and the self pasuks and whatever, they were really forgotten, and then they were restored, right, by Unklus the Ger, the Targum as well. It should be noted, when people read this, they're usually very surprised at something like the trop could be halakha l'mishmei Sinai. You should know that there's very little difference in the trop between the different communities. This is one of the things that's extraordinarily uniform. I mean, the tunes themselves are different, like the trop is used to symbolize different sounds, but it's the same trop. They just sing it out differently, in the same way as we sort of pronounce certain letters differently.
You mean sort of the grammatical meaning that's in the trop?
No, I mean that if you were to open a chumash written by Sephardi, it would have the same symbol. I mean, it would have equivalent symbols.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It would have the symbols in the right order and stuff. They might draw them a little differently, but like...
Okay.
The trop is the same trop, right? They just sound it out differently in the same way as, you know, at least until recently Ashkenazim would say sof and Sephardi would say tough. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. Maishna de oraisa de loy is daza'a, ve'ad nevi is daza'a. So, I don't understand. Why do we have humongous earthquakes for the Nevi'im but not for the Torah? Doesn't that seem like it should be the opposite?
De oraisa mifarsha milsa de Nevi'i ikimili de mifarshan ve'ikimili de misasman dechsiv ba'yom ha'yigdal mispeid b'yushalayim kemispeid hadarimon bevikas megidon.
Right, so it says that in the Torah, all the psukim in the Torah are very clear. I'm saying, right? In the Nevi'im, some psukim are clear and some psukim are much less clear. And then it gives an example, a pasuk which is less clear, right? And it says, in that day, the eulogizing or the crying will be great in Yerushalayim, like the eulogizing of Hadrimon in the valley of Megiddo.
Says the Gemara v'Amar Rav Yosef Il Malitar Guma that he crawled down in my kamar.
If it wasn't for the Targum, I would have no idea what that pasuk is saying.
Beyoma who yiski mispeid Yerushalayim mispeid de achav baramri de katal yase hadrimon ben tavrimon baramoski lad mispeid de ishaya baramon de katal yase paroi chagira bevikas megidoi.
In that, what is the translation of that pasuk? In that day, the mourning or the eulogy will be as great, right, in Yerushalayim, as the eulogy that was given for Achav ben Omri when he was killed by Havrimon ben Tavrimon, right, in Ramoth Gilad, which is the place, right, somewhere a little to the south of the Golan Heights, right, and
like the eulogy for Yishaya bar Amon,
Yishaya the son of Amon, who was a king of Yehuda, not of Yisrael, right? Right, who was killed by Paro Chagira, right, in the valley of Megiddo. That's what it means. But I would have had no idea, says Rav Yosef. Okay. Says it's Veraisi ani Daniel levadi et Samaria. Vehanashim asher hayuimi loyro et Samaria. Aval charada gdola nafla alehem. Vayivrechu behechbei. So now we bring a pasuk from Daniel. And the pasuk from Daniel says, and remember, Daniel is not Nevi'im, Daniel is Ksuvim. Right? In that, and I saw on my own a vision, and the people who were with me did not see the vision, however, a great fear fell over them, right? And they ran away to hide. Maninu anashim. Who are these people running away to hide? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah v'Yisim, Rabbi Chiyah Rabba. So, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, and maybe it was Rabbi Chiya, but we have another comment from them.
Ze Chagai, Zechariah, Umalachi.
This is Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Says the okay, so those three were Navi. Right? Now Daniel is in Sefer Ksuvim. Since the implication is Daniel was not a Navi. Daniel was a very important person, he had certain visions, but he wasn't a Navi in the classic sense. What is the difference maybe between them? And so the Gemara says, Inhu adifi mine ve'ihu adif minayu. In some ways, they are more important or more significant than he is. In some ways, he's more important than them. Inhu adifi mine ve'inu nevi ve'ihu lav navi. Right? They're more important than him because they're Naviim, and he's not. Are you got your coffee?
Yes. I good.
Ihu adif minai, who he is far more important than them, de ihu chaza ve inhu loy chaza, because he saw this vision, and they did not see this vision. This vision in Daniel, just parenthetically, is probably a reference to the Pesukim in Yeshaya, which say that there will be a time in the future when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence will appear on the earth, and he'll send the fear through everybody who's standing, and people go hide in the rocks. Right, so there's a couple of places in Yeshaya where it shows up, I think three, if I remember correctly. Right, and this is probably in very, very similar words. Right, so when, as with many things in Daniel, this is referencing the time of the Mashiach, indirectly. Right, he's saying he had a vision of the time of Mashiach. Right, and that's why Chagai Zechariah Malachi are affected this way. Right? So why did they get afraid if they didn't say anything? Right? It's very strange. What were they afraid of? So it says, Afa got the inu loichazu mazlayu chazu. So it says, they didn't see anything, but the angels that were looking after them did. And then the angels were filled with terrible fear, and so they sent messengers to them. I guess it's like a message to them to run. Okay. Amar Ravina. Ravina said, "Shma mina, hi man, de mi ivis avagav de yulei chazi mazlei chazi." Says, Ravina said, "We learn from this something very important. If you get very afraid from something, you're really not sure what it is. You didn't see anything so scary, but suddenly you're filled with dread, right? Then that means that your angel that's meant to be looking after you, right? Your mazel, right? Mazel doesn't mean luck, right? Mazel means. Does anyone know what it actually means?"
Consolation.
Very good. Consolation. It's a term in astrology. Right? It really means an angel here. Right? As in a constellation that's controlled by an angel. The idea is that angels control the constellations and that's how they do things on the ground. Okay? So this is Maitakanti. What's he meant to do? No. You got a terrible fear. Your angel has seen something awful. What are you going to do about it? It's a problem, right? This is Likri Kriyashma. Read Kriyashma. The Rav Zichron of Racha had a word about this. He said that it's a sort of a profoundly religious moment in the Gemara, right? Where the Gemara says, "Well, you can't do anything about it, so you might as well just worship God." Right? And it was he had a very strong, if you read called the Yudafek, he had a very strong philosophical idea that you never want that when bad things happen, it's not relevant even to ask why are they happening. What's relevant to ask what do I do now? So what do you do now? You say Kriya Shema, right? That makes perfect sense, right? It's more likely, Lani Yustaiti, to be a reference to Gemara Brachos that says that saying Kriya Shema protects you from demons, right? Which is part of the reason why we say Kriya Shema Amita. This is Ve'i Kaim Be'Makam Atinofes Linshof Miduch De'Arba Agarmidei Ve'Ilelema Hachi. Okay, so, and if you're in a dirty place, meaning there's excrement somewhere near you, and therefore you can't, move somewhere else. Move 4 amos away from the excrement and say Kriya Shema. No worries, right? What if you can't, for some reason? Lema hachi, this is what you say. Iza deve tavchi shmina minai. There's a much fatter goat than me over there, so go get him.
Quite literally scapegoating.
Uh-huh. Okay. Fine. Okay, we're going to go back to talking about Purim now. V'hashta de amras medinu medinu. Sorry, any questions about what we just said? I'm almost certain I will not be able to answer them if you do ask, because, yeah. But you can ask. See? Told you. Okay. V'hashdaras medina medina ve'yivrayir lidrasha mishbach mishbacha lemayas. Says the Gemara. We, if you remember from yesterday, we darshan the words medina medina ve'yivrayir, right? So, what? Why do we say that the pasuk continues? Right? Why mishbacha mishbacha? Asa. Lemaya, sorry. No, I said it's the end of the statement of mine. I'm a Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said, Lehavi mishpachos kihuna liyevi Hashem mitvatlin avodas and avayin lishma mikra megillah. Okay. This is a very, very important statement, lahalacha, right? That if Kohanim and Levim are doing avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, they drop it and come to hear Megillah. Right? Megillah is that important. Right? It says, "De Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Kohanim Bavodasim Believim Dechanim Yisrael Ba'amadam Kulan Mevatlan Avodasim Uvayin Lishmoa Mikra Megillah." Because we have it from Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. Many statements appear from Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. Because Rav Yehuda was one of his most important talmidim. And him, Rav Chanan or Rav Huna. Right, Kohanim in their avoda, right, when they're to bring karbanos, Levim when they're in the process of singing the Beis Hamikdash, and Yisrael, they were always Jews, like regular Jews in the Beis Hamikdash, who are like the messengers of Am Yisrael, and they were there to make sure, as in, it's our korbanos that are being brought, right? So we should be there, but packing all of Am Yisrael into the Beis Hamikdash to bring all the korbanos is impractical. So we, you know, so to speak, seven people. So there were always some regular Jews there, who were fasting and learning Torah and reading from the Torah, right? As part of the process of korbanos being brought as well, and they. They also stop what they're doing and come to hear the Megillah. Right? Everybody stops. Right? So it says, Tanya Nami Achi, we have a braisa that says this. Kohanim ba'avodasim levim mitochanim yisrael ma'amanim kulam v'atlam v'adasim v'ayin l'shmol mikro Megillah. There's a braisa that says the same thing. Mikan samchu shel beis Rebbe shem v'atlam tamon Torah v'ayin l'shmol mikro Megillah. So now this is where they learned in the Beis Midrash of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi that we stop learning Torah to hear the Megillah. Okay, there are people, not many, who make the following diuk from this, right? That Megillah is not Talmud Torah, because you stop learning Torah to hear Megillah, right? And I say, well, why would Megillah not be in Talmud Torah? And the response was, because, well, it's not Torah, it's Ksuvim. I think you need to say that. It's much more persuasive reads, you know, it's a less intense version of Talmud Torah. You don't actually have to understand the Megillah to be Yotzei, so it's not inherently an exercise in Talmud Torah. You know, explanations like that, I think, are much easier to say than say Nevi'im and Ksuvim are not Talmud Torah.
But then you can learn more Gemara.
I mean, I'm all in favor of learning Gemara. Kal v'chomer avoda, and they can learn that you stop your learning right to hear Megillah as a kal v'chomer from avoda. Right. Does anybody know the English translation? What's the English translation of Kalvachomer?
Kalvachomer?
More so?
40. So all the more so, maybe, right? A fortiori is what you're going for, yeah.
That's what
I was going. A fortiori. It means even more so in lesson. But it's like entered the English language too. Okay, fine. Uma avoda shehi chamura mevatalin dan talmud Torah lo kol shekin? So avoda is very important, and we stop bringing korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash to read Megillah. So obviously, full will stop learning because the learning is less important than avoda, right? And the Gemara says, "Va'avoda chamura mitalmud Torah." It's really true. Is it really true that avoda is more important than learning? No, learning is more important than avoda, right? It says, "Va'achzi va'ibi yos yoshu b'richo b'yisai navayar ini ish omid l'negdol v'gomer v'ishtachku." Right, so okay, so and then it brings a pasuk from Yoshua, and it's a really strange story, right? Right, Yoshua was leaving, I think he was leaving Yericho, if I remember correctly. He was going to Yericho. Yericho has not yet been destroyed, right? And he looks up, right? By sign up means raised his eyes, right? And he saw a man was standing next to him, and he bowed down on the ground. Right? It's a really, and then they have a whole conversation. The conversation is strange. The Gemara's about to dash in it, right? says, how could he have done this? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi asked Adam, she eaten shalom chaveru ba laila. Chayshin and Shem Hashedhu. Says, but Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said, you should never say hi to someone you don't recognize at night because he might be a demon. Right? Shaini hasam dharma leki ani sar tzva Hashem. He says, no, then, in this case, Yeshua knew that he wasn't a demon because this person told him that he's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's defense secretary. Sar Tzva Hashem, no? Or, I don't know, Ramakal, whatever. Right, something. In charge of God's army. Right, and since that's the case, obviously not a demon, right, because demons aren't so good. Right? It says, V'dilma mishakri.
Maybe he was lying.
No, I mean, maybe... Demons are not so good, so maybe they lie. No? This is a Gmiri, we have a tradition that they are true. Demons are not nice people, but they keep the mitzvah of Lisa Shem Hashem al Shav. Okay. Amarla, and he said to him, Amesh bitaltim Talmud Tamishal bin Harabayim, Vashav bitaltim Talmud Torah. Right, says and said, and then the Tzar Tzva Hashem said to him, and this already does not appear in Sefer Yerusha, but this is a drash, right? Yesterday you didn't bring the Talmud Shabbat in Arba'im, and now you're not learning Torah. What's going on? Do you want to win this battle? Right, Amar Eloi Aleiz Mehen Basa says, and which one did you come for? Like which one? You told me your two things happened. So which one am I you coming to talk to me about? Says Amar Eloi. Ata Basi says, I came now, meaning I came when you didn't learn Torah, not when you didn't bring the Talmud Shabbat Rabbayim, right? So the implication is that Talmud Torah is the more important of the two, right? Right? Miyad, straight away, Vayalan Yoshua Balaylahu Besoche Emek, right? Yoshua rested on that night In the valley, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Melamed Shelan Be'omka Shel Halacha. Right? That teaches us that he spent the whole night learning so that they would win the battle. Which, by the way, again, just as a parenthetical note, is a very important statement that, like, when you want to succeed in things, right, you want to do well in an exam, so you spend 24 hours a day studying for a week before. No, you should actually learn a little bit Torah because you're going to need some help from a Kodesh Baruch Hu at the end of the day. Right? I don't love giving Musar because I need it as much as anybody, but in this particular case, it's literally split from the Gemara. So, just something interesting here. If you look at the Tosfos, not my practice, but so Tosfos here, I'm not going to say it outside, but Veilan Veil Yeshua Beleila Hu Besochaimek Loik Siv Behai Kra Ken Elok Shetzar Al Yericho. Right? So, this pasuk comes from a different place. It doesn't come from there in Sefer Yoshua. Right? Say, Vayalan Balaylahu Besocha Am, Okshet Sara Aik, Say, Vayalan Balaylahu Besocha Aimek. Right? Because it comes from the stage of Ha'ai, not from the stage of Yericho. And says, Dukshot Tosfos Derech Hashasu Lechat Sarah Psukim La'avim Yachad Moshe Nasana Kesef Ekamlo. Right? And that is, it says the Tosfos, it is normal in Gemara, right? That Tosfos will sometimes get a little bit mixed up. Right? I think the answer is that nobody thought this was actually what was going on in those two psukim in Sefer Yeshua. Probably because nobody's sure exactly what's going on in those psukim at all. But they're very unclear if you read them inside. But, right, the message is a true message whether or not it's true there. Okay, we'll continue, please, God.